Next question is face-to-face evaluation of Linda LINDA HRDSOI 747-448. Today is 6/19. 75-year-old woman lives with her husband over 50 years at home. She's currently on hospice because of diastolic chronic diastolic congestive heart failure, period. Other medical issues include shortness of breath, chronic weakness, muscle weakness. She's wheelchair bound. She's spending more time in bed, 12 to 16 hours now. She has orthopnea, PND. She's no longer able to sit up for a long time, period. She suffers from chronic renal insufficiency as well as atherosclerotic heart disease and atrial fibrillation, period. Her husband tells me that she has less appetite, she has less interest in life, she has issues with mentation, period. She belongs to the New York Heart Association stage 4 heart failure with shortness of breath at rest, period. Once again, she's total ADL dependent. Her husband changes her diapers. She's bowel and bladder incontinent, period. Bowel changing diapers and moving her is very difficult because she becomes very short of breath, and he has to wait to proceed with the planned activity, i.e. changing her diapers, period. Her hyperperfusion related to atrial fibrillation causes her to be quite confused, period. Knee paragraph patient also has pedal edema, orthopnea, PND, and symptoms of dementia, multifactorial, period. She has oxygen available, but she never uses her oxygen. She states that it's too uncomfortable for her to use it and rather be uncomfortable, period. She does have behavioral issues that requires treatment on a regular basis. She also requires contractures about the upper right upper and lower extremities, secondary to previous CBA over 20 years ago, period. Her suicide today was at 88 room air with a heart rate of 110. Patient continues to deteriorate with overall prognosis quite poor for this 75-year-old woman who appears much older than stage with end-stage congestive heart failure. Thank you.